Watcher, it's Mike Wynn with this week's Thrill Enjoyment of Jazz. It's always a quandary deciding what to start with. Fast or slow, big band or solo. Well, a churchy song won this week. Have Mercy, with the Have spelt H-A-V apostrophe, and it's from an October 65 LP on Prestige called Spider-Man. Not the theme from any Spider-Man film, maybe there weren't any back in 65, but the song conjures up the comic strip hero. Our song, the one we've just heard, Have Mercy, reminds the song's writer, Vibes man Freddie McCoy, of, quote, Daddy Grace's on 125th and 5th Avenue up in Harlem. McCoy is the leader of the group, Charlie Wilson piano, Steve Davis bass and Rudy Lawless drums, and that other Rudy, Van Gelder, did the recording. Contrast that with a piano solo. Thank you. This March 2016 live recording is from the Village Vanguard in New York, and it's of the Fred Hirsch Trio, although that song, a solo encore, as this album includes the entire first set, is just Fred on his own. It was very quietly recorded for Palmetto Records, so I had to whack the volume way up, close, I hope not too close, to the distortion zone. On the other numbers, John Hebert is on bass and Eric McPherson, EMAC, on drums. And that was a Fred Hirsch original called Valentine. And it's a great CD. This trio has been together for some 7 years, so empathy abounds. Rather oddly, there wasn't a drop of applause after that. I assume Palmetto just edited it out. Contrast again, a big band led by the genius Ray Charles. And that's from that fabulous Swiss Radio Days series. This is volume 41, recorded at the Congress House, Zurich, October 61, by the Ray Charles Orchestra, a 16-piece big band. Several of the numbers are Ray Charles vocals, but only two of the songs are ones we associate with him because they were hits, in the case of Hit the Road Jack, or significant, Georgia on My Mind. We heard the Quincy Jones song, The Birth of a Band, and that was also Quincy's arrangement. That was Ray's second visit to Europe in 61. 1961, this Zurich concert being the first of that tour, then on to Lyon, before on to Paris for a scheduled 3 nights at the Palais des Sports, which then had to be expanded to take an extra 2 nights to meet popular demand. And they called him the genius. Hank Crawford and David Fathead Newman took the solos. Next song is called Child's Play. Loved that. Child's Play, written by the pianist and here leader Donald Vega, a Nicaraguan whose family left for the US when Donald was just 14 to avoid him being impressed into the army, as this was obviously the Sandinista period. Drummer Billy Higgins tutored the youngster and introduced him to jazz. This CD was recorded in Beverly Hills at the Rising Jazz Star Studio in Feb 2012 for Resonance Records. Christian McBride bass, Lewis Nash drums and Christian Howes violin. Child's Play. It's vocal time, but this is a very crackly old LP. I've cleaned it up as much as I can. Here's hoping.
Something in the way he moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way he moves me. I don't wanna leave him now. You know I believe and how. Somewhere in his smile, he knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in his style that shows me. I don't wanna leave him now. You know I believe and how. You're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know. Around now, it may show. I don't know. I don't know. All I have to do is think about him. Something in the things he shows me. I don't want to leave him now. You know I believe in
Many would argue that George Harrison's Something is the best ever song by a Beatle, and in fact, it's the only Harrison song to be a Beatle A-side on their singles. Lovely song, certainly, and it sounded fine, as despite my incompetence in all things technical, I changed the stylus. Hooray! Lena Horne was the singer. It's an LP I bought twice, as the reissue was under a totally different title. Huh. This version is called Lena and Gabor. The original was called Watch What Happens. The Gabor is obviously guitarist Gabor Szabo. Richard T. organ, Eric Gale and Cornel Dupree guitars. Wow, that's three guitars so far. Chuck Rainey electric bass, four guitars. Grady Tate drums, plus the Howard Roberts chorale. And it was all arranged and conducted by Gary McFarland. Recorded in Los Angeles, October 69. Next, the title song from a very famous film. But I don't think you're going to know it.
Thank you.
No, I didn't think so. And it's such a well-known film, directed by Billy Wilder, starred Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon, but much more importantly, the gorgeous Marilyn Monroe. And that was the title song from Some Like It Hot, recorded late 59 in New York by the Lou McGarrity Quintet. McGarrity, trombone, and this is one of only four albums he made as a leader. George Barnes, guitar, Dick Carey, piano, but sometimes trumpet, Jack Lesberg, bass, and Don Marino, drums. The liner notes describe Lou, in fact the entire quintet, as Chicago Dixieland stylists. And now a solo piano LP dedicated to Charlie Parker songs and faves of his written by others. Thank you. And that was Roland Hanna, Sir Roland Hanna, the title being bestowed on him by the Liberian government, no less. This solo piano album being recorded Feb-March 78 at the Downtown Sound Studio in New York. 6 of the 10 songs are Charlie Parker originals, as that was Ornithology, the other 4 being Parker regulars. This album is called Birdwatching. It's a big band now. Don Ellis, the leader on this LP, plays, at different times, trumpet, flugelhorn and the drums on this Basin Street West San Francisco May 71 recorded double LP called Tears of Joy. 10 other jazz musos and 8 classical musicians. Can't really call them musos. I chose the one song, rather oddly, that isn't representative of the entire album. Most of the rest sound like theme songs from early 70s American TV series of raincoat-wearing or overweight or both private detectives. It's a great album, having said that. We heard Quiet Longing, apparently a love song from a science fiction musical that Don Ellis had written called Future Tense. Tense with 3 exclamation marks. Don Ellis is principally known as an avant-gardist, but he could, as we heard there, be more mainstream as well. Next song is called Replease. I will explain that after we've heard it. I have to say that sounded carol-like at times. Thoroughly enjoyed that. That was Mitchell Foreman in August 82 in Milan. At this stage, he was 27 when this record was recorded. He'd already toured with the likes of Getz, Mulligan, Phil Woods. But shortly after this recording, his third consecutive piano solo LP, he went electric and moved into the jazz fusion world. And that was his own song, Replease. A waitress in the local restaurant in Milan tried to say, Repeat, please. And it came out as Replease. Not the interesting title after all that build-up that I gave it. Here's Sonny Stitt. Sonny Stitt in 69, an album called It's Magic, just a trio of Stitt, alto or tenor, as the mood took him, Don Patterson, Hammond B3, Billy Pierce, drums, and that was the Gershwin standard, They Can't Take That Away From Me. And they can't. Time for Ellington, and I thought, why not? Mary Poppins. Thank you. The Duke Ellington Orchestra joined Frank Sinatra's label Reprise in 62, following a relatively unhappy recording time with many labels, notably Columbia. Ellington made 10 studio albums with Reprise and a couple of live ones, and they are genuinely good, if occasionally commercially orientated. Purists will feel vomitous at the mere thought of Ellington and Mary Poppins together, but that sounded fantastic. Walt Disney, in fact, bankrolled the project. Ellington had just appeared in A Big Band Week at Disneyland in Anaheim, California. Apparently, Disney said to Ellington, quote, "I don't care if we sell one record. I just want to hear what you're going to do with it," unquote. Well, we've just enjoyed a more churchy, less bouncy version of Let's Go Fly a Kite. Ellington did that arrangement and several others on the album. Strayhorn did some too. Recorded Chicago, September 64. This next one was recorded in the Casimiras Cathedral. You might remember a Paul Horn solo piece he recorded in the Taj Mahal. We played it a couple of months back. This time, August 83, he was on an 18-night tour of the then Soviet Union and was given permission to record in various famous Russian buildings, including the 17th-century Casimiras Cathedral in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania. And the cathedral was built on an ancient pagan site. The cathedral was a museum in those Soviet days, and that was a Paul Horn compo, Song for Love, on the alto flute echoing around the cathedral dome some 80 feet above him. Here's a very well-known Burt Bacharach, Hal David song. The Bacharach David song, This Guy's in Love with You, was a big hit for trumpeter Herb Albert, but we won't mention that. Instead, we'll focus on this terrific version. The LP was recorded in Nice, in the south of France, and in LA, and it's called Russ in Nice. I'm assuming that the song we've just heard, This Guy's in Love with You, was recorded in LA, but it doesn't say. The leader is Russell Jacquette, brother of Illinois, and there was a third jazz-playing brother, Linton. Here it's Russell Jacquette, trumpet, Cecil Payne, baritone, Benny Green trombone, Kenny Drew piano. This is some lineup. Oscar Pettiford bass and Shadow Wilson drums. It's time for the last number, I'm afraid, and it's a newcomer to the real enjoyment. Vladimir Shavronov. I say newcomer, newcomer to the show. He is a 70-year-old. Shavronov piano, Peter Washington bass and Victor Lewis drums. This was recorded for the Japanese Venus label in Jan 2012. This is Bud Powell's compo, Oblivion. I'm delighted you could join me on this casual stroll along the shelves of my record collection. And I hope, too, that you can rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care. Be well.